Davy Jones is a pretty special guy. Very giving, very generous, very friendly. He always took the time to sign autographs, take pictures. The last time I saw Davy Jones was pretty special. He had just completed a concert performance, and he was at the autograph table with his Sharpie, signing autographs and pictures and CDs and t-shirts and everything. And after the last person in line had left, Davy headed back to the dressing room. But then he spotted me, and he came over, and he shook my hand, and he said, "Thank you for helping make the concert a success," because I had promoted it on my radio station. And then he did something very unexpected. He went over to the autograph table, Sharpie still in hand, and he grabbed an 8x10 glossy picture, and I thought, well, that's nice, he's going to autograph a picture for me. And then he did something very unexpected. He flipped the picture over, and on the back of it, wrote down his home and his cell phone number, handed it to me, and said, "Here, Dan, if it's a slow day at the radio station, give me a call." That's the kind of guy Davy Jones was. First time I met him was in the middle of the 1986 Monkees 20th Anniversary Reunion Tour. Very successful tour, but success was something that came naturally to Davy, and that's something that we talked about in that very first interview. Even in his teenage years, pre-Monkees, he was successful as the Artful Dodger in Oliver on stage on Broadway. He had always known success. So when the Monkees project came along, he expected it to be successful. We talked about that.
It never ever felt different to me than the school play. So when the Monkees came along, I got to understand I was 19 years old. By the time it aired, I was 20 years old. I was very energetic and very full of life. I had no problems at all. I'd made money from my earlier career. I didn't have any problems in that department. I was single. I was having a great time. I never thought about successful or unsuccessful. Everything I'd ever done professionally had been successful. And so I assumed that that's what every actor would experience, and I thought every actor did. Understanding, obviously, that there were fewer actors. 75,000 members, I think, Equity had when I was first a member. Now there's millions, a couple of million. I never knew anything but success, and I never thought the Monkees would be anything but successful. For me to say I thought they would have been going 20 years later, I mean, that would be something that you really couldn't predict.